USA Chat with Sat, October 23, 2023.
Hi everyone. Hi Sat John. Thank you so much for joining. We're so happy to be sharing this time with you.
Thank you, Neelajan. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad we can be together on the chat and just sharing and having a good satsang together and see what unfolds. So if anybody has any questions or sharing or any deepening in their practices that they are having problem with, that would be our opportunity to discuss about it.
I said it's Bahar, and that was actually what I was going to share about, so I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to open up. I know how much you know about this, but I found such an amazing sense of equity during the past few weeks with you. Just this balance and this complete like okayness. And I've been able to carry that with me. For sure, we've been home, you know, a few days. But I can start to see here and there where my older tendencies, and I'm hyper aware of them now, of these kind of snap judgments that seem to come all day long. Oh, I wish this would happen. Oh, do I have to do that? Oh, if this happens, I hope that happens. Well, this, and it really is pervasive in my thoughts. And I just wanted to know if there was any more you could add to help me carry this sense of equanimity and this balance that I was so beautifully gifted over the past few weeks. Or how do I, anything more I can do to apply it in my everyday life?
Good thing, I think everybody can benefit and profit from it. The tendencies are like soldiers really waiting for the first thought to be interested to. In other words, when a complaint comes, if you have sympathy for it or empathy for it, you lost it. You just lost it. And they will, you have to work much harder to bring it back, because this soldier, as soon as they feel like they are being triumphant, they bring more people with them. So the best thing is right now that you have let it get even more and more and more by paying attention and feeling sorry for yourself. If you can just reverse that, just now, right now, turn your back to it and just be. Just relax. And really, you have to make a very strong decision that I don't want pain. I don't want this weight. No matter how attractive it is, no matter how much the thoughts are taking my side, which is the ego side, I don't want it. I just don't want it. And if you do that, it would be amazing. Like I told you, as if it was a prophecy a few days ago, I said, this is a gift for you. So I'm glad you can find it on the chat. Take a huge advantage of this time, which means face your all your opposition in your mind about where you are and what the situation around you is. Just take a good look at it without judgment, without conversing, without becoming a friend or enemy. just stay. And then within split second, you see that they vanish and you find your peace back again. But to prevent this from the very beginning is to be guarded against any suggestion that gives you lack and resistance to now. So never is late, even though you did not have to go through this dilemma, but never is too late. Just refuse to lose your peace.
Sure.
And I'm glad you said it. I really do want, if there is a weakness in your anybody's thoughts or emotion, to bring it up, because this is the place that we can actually take a look at it as a second person and see how we can help it.
Hi, Seth. This is Anita.
Hi, Anita. Go ahead.
Thank you, Seth, for being here and providing more intellects. I have a question, Seth. Every time when my life challenges are coming in and I have a fear coming up, like, you know, how do I overcome same or similar kind of a problem, but I see this lining in here, I avoid it by being silent or, like, you know, through this divine nature of my knowledge that I gain from this. But there is a fear coming up in my mind. How do I face this when this is going to come up, which is the same flavor? How do I face it? So is there anything that you could help me to overcome my fear about my future?
Anita, listen carefully. There is only now. Okay? There never was a past, and there will never be a future. Because if tomorrow we have a chat, it still is now. Wherever you are present is now. Wherever you find yourself is now. The only place in a human being that finds fear and anticipation or some sort of a problem, it is when we review our past or our future. Just remember, you are not present in the future. Since you are not there, you is only now exist, then the fear is nonsense. If a tiger is in your room right now and is pouncing on you, I would say have fear, because it's now. But even that, is something that even that can be remedied. Just imagine how ridiculous it is when we allow our mind to review the future. And by doing that, we lose ourselves in now, and we lose our happiness in now. So whenever there is a thought of fearing the future comes, either do trust meditation or stay meditation or stop meditation, meaning refuse to believe it. Not only not to go with it, but really do not believe it, because it comes from a false self. It comes from a false belief. You had no hand in being born and being raised in the family you were raised and having the destiny you had. How could we worry about our next day? Stay away from the past and future and be happy.
Thank you, Seth. That is so grateful to hear this. Thank you.
Hi, Sajjan. It's Little Flower. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to, I have a filtered bhakti sharing statue now, but it's really just an expression of my gratitude to you. I just wanted to say what an honor it is to live a spiritual life beside you, Sajjana. And what an honor to have known you. And what an honor for our ears to hear your wisdom. And really, what a true honor to get to know all facets of your grandeur. I just wanted to express my gratitude in those facets, Sajjana.
Thank you, Elsa. Salam Tetsu. Salam Titi John. Go ahead.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming. It's so great to hear your voice. I miss you so much, and I love you so much.
Thank
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you.
My dear Fat June, this is Nathan, your puppy.
Hi, puppy. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that how much I miss your powerful voice and your the live stream that we see, although your presence is always with me in my heart during the day. But I really miss you, your body, your voice, and talking to you. I'm so grateful for you. I love you.
Thank you, puppy.
Hi, Sajjan. This is Mira. I wanted to share something. A few days ago, I was at work and my body was sick. Then I find myself shivering with cold and so much pain in the body and just repeating in my mind that I'm dying, I'm sick, I need help. And I was very, very bad situation. But then I had an amazing grace to look and see who is this one, who is this entity that thinks that this is the body and is dying. Then I had the most clear experience of who is the thinker and seeing that the thinker is a thought that, and it gets vanished by just watching it. It was like facing my the cause of my suffering. It was incredible experience. And after that, my body gets very calm and much, much better. And I had amazing silence. And now after 2-3 days, still just by remembering that moment, I can let go of so many thoughts and discomfort in body. And I'm really grateful because of your patience and repeating so many times. Then in very tough situation, this came up, and instead of that situation, gives me the most incredible experience. Thank you.
Now we know that we can be our own healer. We can be our own hand that pulls us out of the gutter. We can be our own energy that can heal the emotion. we are not standing in the tornado without any refuge, place to take refuge in. That is the art of living. That is the sword of truth. So you were sick, you thought you're going to die, you were working, but you used that sword of the truth and you torn the belief of what humanity believe, and therefore you were well enough to finish your work and come home. And all of you are like this, where before we were at the mercy of circumstances, our reaction to things and our concepts that were so painful. Now, each of us, through the light of wisdom, through the energy of God, we can actually stand up independently and yet in unity with God and help ourselves. And that is what I always call art of living. It means allowing the living live through us. Very good news.
Hi, Sajun. This is Nas. Thank you very much for giving us this time. I had an experience this afternoon. I was meditating I was laying down, and after a meditation, I fell asleep, and I had my headphones on, and so I had a very deep sleep, and while I was asleep, I was waiting for a call for a job interview, and they called me, and when they called me, I wasn't fully awake. I was kind of like in sleep, and I didn't wake up. Like, I didn't have any stress or anything. I feel like I was sleeping that meditation zone, and I didn't even check if I have my, like, if I have headphone on or not. So I just even answered their question. If I was like asleep, I didn't think about it, but like if somebody was answering their question, till like towards the end, I completely waked up. And it was very interesting for me that that I still had like that calmness or that feeling that I was in meditation with me while I was talking to them. Thank you, Satya.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. It's nothing better than doing things with peacefully, without a rush, without the stress.
Yes, Nika Jan, go ahead.
قربونتون برم سرجون، خیلی ممنون بابت این که اومدین و ما میتونیم من و صداتون رو بشنویم. خیلی خیلی دلتنگتون بودیم و من میخواستم بگم که از اون FDA قبلی من خیلی دارم به حقایقی که گفتین همش گوش میدم. لاسیتش هیچی متوجه نمیشم اصلا و فقط دارم گوشش میدم و فقط کیف میکنم همین، ولی نمیفهممش اصلا. یه سوالی من داشتم از شما، این که یه زندگی نرمال که اون شرایطی که توی زندگی برای من پیش میاد. من فقط اجازه بدم که بدنم اون کاری که باید رو انجام بده یا حرفی که باید بزنه، هر چیزی که هست. شما به من گفتین که خودش پرامپتینگش میاد. من نمیفهمم یعنی چی؟ چطور این اتفاق میفته؟ اصلا هیچیشو نمیفهمم.
Who is translating? Go ahead and translate before I answer her.
Sure, Sachin. Devesh says, thank you, Sat, so much for coming to this chat so we have the ability to hear your voice. We all missed you so much. I have a sharing and a question. Since the last SDE that we had with you, I've been listening over and over to your words that you said to me, and I don't really get them, but I really do enjoy hearing them and listening to them over and over. My question is, in a normal, ordinary life and with the situations that present themselves, how can I allow my body to just to do its own thing, for the thoughts to think their own things, and for things to happen as they will happen? You said to me that the prompting will come on its own. My question is, how does that happen?
Everything is a prompting except the ego thinks that it is he or she is a doer. When you relax and you are aware of your silence, even if you're not aware, just the fact that you understand this truth, that by allowing the work to be done through you, or the words come out of your mouth, it goes much smoother than if we keep going in the gymnastic of the mind, where it says you should say that to this person, no, you should say this, and finally we become exhausted and confused. So everything, it is a prompting. Everything we do, whether it is a worldly prompting or a divine prompting in a way of intuition. But the problem comes when we take responsibility of this prompting, when we think we are prompting ourselves. Then the mind comes in and the good and bad have a battlefield there. And the decision gets harder to make. And you doubt yourself and all of that. So I would say, when you go to work, just work. When you talk to people, just talk. The anxiety and the anxiousness of it is a doership that is not necessary to have.
سرچون من میخواستم بگم که وقتی که من به صحبتتون گوش میدادم و وقتی که توی طول روز یادآور میشدم صحبتتون رو، خب یه حالت خیلی من آروم میکرد. اون افکاری که داشتم خیلی میومد پایین واسه من. و چیزی که داشتم بهش توجه میکردم و خیلی دوستشم داشتم، یه حالت انگار در من تراست میومد بالا.
It's very important that when you feel like you're getting too busy or you're hurrying too much, to do exactly what you did, listening to the tapes and dwelling in a place that is peaceful.
Sachin, did you want me to translate the last part of what she said to you?
Go ahead.
Nega adds, when I would listen to your words throughout the day, or I would be reminded of them, they would calm me down so much, bring me so much peace. I would really feel as though the thoughts were going down. And what I was paying particular attention to, which I really loved and enjoyed, is that it would bring up trust for me.
Yeah. The other suggestion I have, Nigar, for you is that anytime you get a moment during your work, and I know you're full-time, just take that moment and feel yourself, feel the silence. Before you go to bed, calm yourself down. And when you get up in the morning the same way, before... I have a suggestion for you, Nigar. During the day, since you are very full-time, you work a lot, also find in between doing, just staying. As often as you can, not staying, stopping from movement, but feeling that you are staying, that you're feeling your presence, that you're feeling the silence. And also before you go to sleep, and mostly when you get up in the morning, when the ego rushes to say, I am somebody and I need to do all sorts of things, just pull it back. Pull it back again, feel yourself and feel your silence and your peace. And then start moving through the light, through the day with that memory, with that calmness. The more we think, the more we hurry through life. So if we can calm down our thinking, our doing becomes more perfect. Just remember to do that.
Hi, Satyan. This is Zoya. It is so good to hear your voice.
Thank
and
you,
I missed you so much this past few weeks. Something very strange happened to me today. I was supposed to meet my family in a restaurant. As soon as I start driving, like I always do, I go back to that place. I don't ask, are you with me? But I just go there and I know that he's with me. I never sit in the car and think of accidents. And I am a reckless driver, I know that. But today, for some reason, thought of accident came to my mind and made me more careful than before I was driving. I was, considering all the rules of driving, which you normally don't, and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, somebody from back hit me so bad that my car had to be towed. My question for you was, what was the feeling that came to me? And it wasn't the accident, was not my fault, which kid makes fun of me, you know. But one time it's not your fault. But I just wondering, what was that feeling? Why did I get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would let it go. I would let it go. There, if you look back, you will see that this is not the first time that you said, I need to be careful. I'm sure in past also you said, I better be careful not to get to an accident. It's just that this time when you thought about it, it did happen. It is good to, again, when you start your car, the best thing is to do that. Are you with me? And then when any type of suggestion comes, we should not give it much weight because it lacks it and it repeats itself. So... Yeah, I would say it was just accidental and accidents, you know, just happen. Yeah, I'm glad you're okay. When people come to me, and it has happened many times, when they say, premonition I had, this will happen, and it happened, I would say, absolutely forget it. Absolutely don't give it any weight, any importance, because it's not true. It's just that one in a million warning you get, one of them works, and then here you make a big deal. It's like we don't make a big deal about our ordinary dreams. Not even making a big deal about this lifetime. So why bother with that?
Yeah. Was there somebody else wanted to talk?
Saturn, it was me, Nasrin again. I just wanted to say what you just told Nidor. You told me years ago about how to deal with everyday work and everything. I feel like I'm working maybe over 60 hours a week, but I feel way less tired. I feel way more relaxed in what I'm doing because my mind has been just slowed down so much. And I don't know how to explain it, but I used to work and worry and get exhausted. But now I feel like I'm more efficient in what I'm doing and less tired of what I do.
Nasrin, that's the puppy. This is a really good point because everybody work, even if they don't go to the office or to the store or wherever they are working, it's the body moves and does things. Is our approach to our work that is important? Do we think too much about what is to come or what is in front of us? If we do, we need to bring it down. We need to watch ourselves so it doesn't get accelerated, the energy of the mind. And that's just watchfulness until it becomes a habit or it becomes a realization where you don't have to watch like you were saying. It just happens. On that note, our time is up for now. Until the next time we meet, I feel very privileged and fortunate to have this time for all of us to come together and review our changes and our joy and all of that. So, namaste to all of you.